Witnesses have finished giving harrowing testimony in the trial of the deposed dictator of Chad. Issena Bray stands accused of crimes against humanity, including sexual slavery. He's on trial in a special court in Senegal, and it's the first time that one country has prosecuted another's leader on human rights charges. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arctin is following the trial in Dakar. Please note, this report contains descriptions of sexual violence that are not suitable for younger listeners.
This is the extraordinary African chambers where the former president of Chad, Issène Abré, has been on trial for the past 6 months. Dozens of witnesses have given their testimony here. Women who say they were raped in custody during the regime of Issène Abré. One woman says she was raped by the former president himself. Testimony in court from Khadija Hassan Zidane in October. She accuses the 73-year-old then leader Issène Abré of raping her four times in the dead of night in the presidential palace in the 1980s. Pressed by the presiding judge to share more details, she adds, "Two times I resisted. Once I simply didn't have the strength. The fourth time I resisted again, and he jabbed me in my private parts with a ballpoint pen." Responding to the women's testimony, Abré's official website denounced the witnesses as, quotes, crazy whores.
Des personnes qui ont eu à vivre une cruauté humaine sans pareil.
What a way to talk about people who have had to bear unparalleled human cruelty, chides Chadian human rights lawyer Jacqueline Mudena. She's representing many of the survivors of Abré's feared political police.
Vous savez, c'est très dur pour une femme de dire j'ai été violée.
One of the hardest, most painful things for a woman is to say I was raped. These women have shared details they have not spoken of for more than 25 years. That is courage.
Rights and survivors groups say Abré's crimes include ordering tens of thousands of political killings. Abré fled Chad after his ouster to Senegal, where he's lived in exile for the past quarter century. It was only recently, after a change of government, that Senegal agreed to an African Union request to put him on trial. The proceedings have provided a virtual history lesson. Abré was backed by Chad's former colonial power, France, and the US as a bulwark against neighboring Libya's then ruler, Muammar Gaddafi. So says American lawyer Reed Brody.
How is it that the United States comes to support a brutal dictator like Issène Abré, and he was supported to the end by the United States and almost to the end by France?
Brody, who is legal counsel for New York-based Human Rights Watch, has for the past 16 years worked intimately with survivors of Abré's alleged torture chambers in Chad.
This has been a trial of real courtroom drama. 93 witnesses testifying about rape, sexual slavery, torture, mass executions, rotting corpses in jail next to prisoners, that he gave the orders to commit these crimes. He's had to listen to them.
But the court has barely heard Issène Abré's voice. After an initial outburst at the start of a trial for months, Abré, impeccably dressed in a snow-white turban, has sat virtually motionless. He listens to his accusers, saying nothing. Looking straight ahead with his legs crossed, Abré gives little away except for the occasional tap of the foot or tweak of the turban. Abré has long denied any knowledge of torture or killings under his watch and has refused to cooperate with his court-appointed defense team. Human Rights Watch lawyer Reed Brody, who's been working on the case for years, says with or without Abré's cooperation, bringing a former African leader to trial in this way is unprecedented.
It's not the Security Council. It's not the prosecutor in The Hague. It's actually the survivors themselves.
J'ai toujours dit que c'est un tournant pour l'Afrique.
Chadian rights lawyer Jacqueline Mudena agrees. She says this is a turning point and a triumph not only for international justice, but also for Africa. A verdict is expected in May. Afebia Quist-Arctin, NPR News. Dakar.